Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Sports Shots Pod. My name is Isaiah, hasn't changed, and I'm with Kyle. And we're on episode 22, back-to-back-to-back weekly episodes. Call us Mr. Consistency. Disciplined. We're here. Any words, Kyle? Sorry.
Nope, I was just letting you go on.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Since we're going to go on, I'm going to talk about what I'm drinking today, right? So I got one of my favorite tequila bottles here, Don Julio. And I decided to get this Mountain Dew Maui Burst. It's like a pineapple flavored Mountain Dew.
You already lost me at Mountain Dew.
So, said, think of it as like a pineapple Sprite with Don Julio.
I always knew you was fruity.
All the time. All the time. But, I mean, I did take a little bit of a shot prior. So now I'm doing a mix.
Restore the masculinity.
I have to. I can't be too masculine now.
Nah, because then
what about you?
You'll be an incel. We're doing water today. I worked out, and I think it would do a disservice to me if I pour up a drink.
Sounds like you're doing a disservice to this podcast.
I am.
But that's all right.
But I'm not doing a disservice to my... I was about to say I'm not doing a disservice to my chest, but I'm holding this blunt. So I'm not drinking, though. So that's what's important. Somewhat.
The healthy option. We'll just call it the healthy option.
Yeah, just for tonight.
Exactly. So, NBA playoffs. It's getting hot. It's getting heated. I think only 3 or 4 teams have locked a spot so far. Right, let's see if I can name them. The Cavaliers, the Thunder, Celtics.
I think that's the spot. I think, but there's nothing locked up as far as like, of course, seeding or anything. We already know Oklahoma's first, Cleveland's gonna be first, and Boston a second. And it really doesn't matter who else is in the East because the East is just hot garbage, man. They're back to the doldrums that they've been hanging out in for so long. I thought the East was getting ready to come up again, you know, when Butler was in Miami and Boston, you know, Tatum and Brown was getting started up there. And I was like, okay, we're about to be some, you know, spreading of the wealth on that side of the country. But it seemed like our whole entire life, everything, all the power has been in the West. You can win 50 games and they still ain't going to be enough to get an 8th spot.
Yeah, the West is way more competitive. Going back, the only teams that have locked a playoff spot is the three that we named. The Thunder have clinched their conference, and the Cavs has clinched their division. Celtics have only clinched a playoff berth.
I don't even think Thunder will win the West.
I don't think so. I'm not saying Nuggets.
We will, but I don't know who's going to win the West.
I think it's going to be the Lakers or the Nuggets.
Don't say that's the Lakers,
bro. I don't know. I was watching a game before, right? Luka had like he had like 9-5-5 almost in the first quarter. They're playing the Pacers right now, who are like fourth in the East, so. I don't know.
Oh, man. I don't want to see the Lakers go deep again.
And then J.J. Redick, he's just, you know, master of the game.
He was the missing piece.
And Luka, I guess.
And Luka,
yeah. That's true. They're like, hey, let's trade our guy who just keeps getting injured for the best, one of the best players in the NBA. And Nico Harrison's like, yes. I'm right there with you.
Dallas sucks now.
They're awful. I think they're still in the playoff contention, like trying to get a spot, but it's not going
to give it up.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Be in their best
every center on that team is hurt.
And what's funny is that they don't even suck enough to get into the lottery.
No, they don't.
No. See, that's Wizards territory. They got that shit locked up.
Yeah. Wizards and then someone else's cheeks. I forgot who.
Charlotte.
But there's like three. Charlotte doesn't have 20 wins. There's like three teams don't even have 20 wins.
They're gonna end up trading Ball. They got to.
Really?
Send it to a winner.
I mean, yeah. That
look, if the team is not, that makes sense. The team is not gonna be serious enough to actually build and compete, then yeah, these small teams that be having these big time stars, they honestly don't deserve to keep them. Like, you know, and then if you constantly suck year after year, and they need to do this in all sports to incentivize the owners to actually do some shit, and we'll touch that when we get onto the baseball topic. But the players don't suck in sports. Crappy ownership does. And especially when a lot of teams are starting to be owned by these PE firms, they don't care about talent. They don't care about winning or anything. They're just trying to turn a profit. So, like, for that team and for the fans that live in that city, why bother? Why bother? You know what the MO is. They're not trying to win. You haven't won anything in forever. Why even keep showing up to the games? I mean, I get it. That's your team. That's the city you live in. And or that's you you going because you wanted to see your true team come in and play. But I don't know. I just it kind of gets annoying when you see the same crop of teams always sucking, or the same ownerships making the stupid ass moves that they always make.
Yeah, the only person to win any type of accolades on the Hornets is their part owner,
and he's a terrible owner.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, great basketball player.
His track record
terrible. No. Side. Listen, we're not talking about anything off the court, right? Let's not talk about anything off the court. On the court, the greatest. Off the court, you know, that's where it's like.
Was he a good gambler?
He still has money.
Yeah, well, that is true. That is true. He didn't lose.
Doesn't go broke like these other players. This is just a random like post I saw. Xavier Worthy has like $500,000 car that he bought, and his salary is like $1 million a year.
You know,
now he probably gets like sponsors, right? But like, that's the start of going in debt.
That's considering where he was drafted and he was a rookie. You get that cheap rookie contract. But that's one topic we never even talked about on here. It's that shit that he's going on with his girl not leaving the house after cheating on his ass and then beating him and then lied saying that he assaulted her.
I know, dude. That could be a whole episode.
It really can.
Honest, just like in general, not just his situation, but just that going wrong to professional sports.
I mean, these dudes should have took notes from CD.
You remember? I can't remember the name. You remember that DE from Baylor? He was a meme. He had his jersey like half up.
Oh, yeah, that super buffed out dude.
Okfor, yeah. I think.
Yeah, yeah. Beat the shit out of someone. He beat the shit out of his girl.
No, it was all a lie. Ruined his career. Ruined his career.
No, I think I did hear some shit about that.
Now, the thing that kept him from like continuing his NFL career was like the shit of his college girlfriend. Like, that shit was determined to be a lie.
We'll see, you know, at the same time.
Now, not all of them are lies, right? We all know about Ray Rice, little throwback.
Well, see, at the same time, that's your fault. Because if you get caught up in the shit too much, where it is true, and then when it's going to be the shit that you didn't do, that's going to bury you. So
exactly.
Like, don't get your name caught up in the shit to begin with.
No. Listen, if I was them, if I'm a pro athlete, I'll be making too much money to have problems. Just leave.
Man, I don't know. I'm a fool. I feel like because even being broke, I still have fun when.
Sure. Oh yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, I didn't do nothing like crazy or anything, but no. You know, like I did share with you some experiences. So,
no, of course, yeah.
You give me a couple. But anyway,
yeah.
But anyways, yeah, well, maybe we can dive into that. Well, I didn't mean to pivot all the way off. It's just the minute you said Worthy, I was like, man, that situation there was between him, Travis Hunter, I know there's some other shit out there that's like that, but then I just
always
I keep remembering CeeDee Lamb on draft night.
Of course.
Yeah. So, you know, needless to say, looks like he got his shit under control.
Yeah, for sure. Now, we're not saying all athletes are, you know, innocent. There are those people in the situations where they did what they did, you know? So.
And just so happens to be the majority of them are in the NFL.
Just like it is. It just doesn't feel right when all the goal is for them just to get a bag out of it while trying to ruin someone's reputation.
Oh, yeah. And that aspect, that's when it hurts. But you got to be smarter than that at the same time. You got to know who you're surrounding yourself with, especially when you're of that status.
Exactly. Anyway, you want to jump into some March Madness or some sad madness? March sadness?
Yeah, I can't believe I went in at St. John's. I think I had them in the Final Four.
Really?
In one of my brackets. I'm checking. I don't even have my bracket up. Let's see where I'm at right now.
Me and Kyle have our own bracket. Or like, we're going head-to-head, right? Two.
And my shit is getting cooked with you.
No, we're not that far off.
Yeah, because yours is, too. But I'm just looking at one of my regions. Like, I got so many wrong in the South region.
I almost got every first round correct in the Midwest. Besides Clemson getting upset. I don't have that.
I'm trying to look and see. Yeah, I kind of did fuck around with this one, too. Because I was like, maybe Yale could pull off the upset beating A&M. A&M kind of, in a sense, because we're talking about the main campus of our school. They remind me of the Mets in all phases of sports. They're going to have the hype all around them, but they're going to lose when it matters, i.e. they're going to Met.
Yeah.
So I didn't have them. I crossed them out in our bracket. But in my home bracket, I'm actually doing pretty good with that shit. I'm looking at this right now. If it wasn't for me, and I wanted to pick McNeese against Clemson, I don't know, I just held on to the fact that Clemson made their run last year. In the Midwest region, that was the only one I've gotten wrong so far.
I have, what is date this thing? As of March 26, I have 34 picks correct. You have 32 picks correct. So, I mean, we're like right there.
Yeah, I'm proud of myself, though. I almost got a whole region perfect to this point. But
which one?
The Midwest in my home. I mean, I have the Sweet 16 matchups correct.
I don't. I only have two out of the four.
Yeah, every other region in my home bracket, I got two out of four in the other three. I don't know how to get to my work bracket because I made one. It was on ESPN, but I didn't really like that platform. And when I did check on it, that shit was getting fried up, so it ain't worth it.
Yeah, it ain't worth trying to figure out how to log in.
Yeah, I already know that's a loss. I'm following the wins.
What's it called? Why has this March Madness been boring in the past?
Because NIL took over, and you're not going to see any of the small little cupcake schools look up and steal a victory from these blue bloods. So, you know, the money is actually showing up and where it needs to be. And look at the SEC. Where the fuck did they come from in basketball?
That's true. It was mainly ACC, right?
Yeah, like within the last 3 to 5 years, you're seeing
Tennessee.
Well, Tennessee's Alabama. Always been good. But
sure, yeah.
Alabama and Auburn, coming up out of nowhere. Ole Miss, like Georgia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Florida, you know, we know about Florida basketball. Florida and Tennessee were the only two schools in the SEC that was actually consistently good at basketball.
Everyone, yeah, they were only contenders for the longest time. Kyle's raging. He's slapping his mic.
I caught the cord. But no, every other school sucked. And now all of a sudden, you got half the league in the damn tournament. That's the money.
Yeah. Moneymaker schools.
You're seeing it in basketball, and you're going to see it in college baseball. No one even watches that shit.
Yeah. Nowadays, recently, football is run by the SEC and the Big Ten. And that's pretty much, you know, the top 10, there was maybe 8 or 7 in the SEC and a Big Ten. So you got Oregon, Penn State, Ohio State, and you got Texas, Georgia. How much? I was 6 already. That was in the top 10.
I wasn't even having.
Tennessee was in the top 10, I think.
What killed the Pac-12 was Oregon and USC. USC losing their status after that whole Reggie Bush situation.
USC is such a fun school to watch too. Like just like watching a game like at the Coliseum. Such a badass like stadium.
The only time I ever rooted for UT.
Rose Bowl.
Only time. And I kind of had to because, Vince Young, he come from the H too. So, it was like.
Yeah.
So, we thought he was going to come to the Texans, but they passed up on him. He comes in and breaks a hard net overtime.
Just speaking like a random thought on the NFL, right before the draft, we should do like a mock draft episode. Good.
I was gonna say it's probably be what the millionth mock draft that'll be out there.
Oh, for sure. But like that's when everyone gets excited. It's like the day before, right? That's when people look up 5 mock drafts, and they just look for the mock draft that they want. They want to see the Saints somehow trade for their first pick and draft Cam Ward. Just stupid shit like that. There's a site that if you pick for a team, they propose trades from the other teams, and it's pretty cool. You could accept, reject, or counter. So it's pretty neat.
And you know what? The Jets are going to be the only team to actually listen to that shit and make their decisions based off of it.
Oh, yeah. The GM's listening to us right now. Taking notes.
He's not listening. He's a billionaire. His kids are listening.
There you go.
Come on, man. Billionaires. All they do is just sit at country clubs.
There you go. Hey, they're like, hey, who's the highest rated player in NCAA?
All right, we draft him. How much money does he want?
What? What do you mean he's not eligible for the draft?
Honestly, that's how that. Al Davis draft. That's how he always did. He always wanted to get the fastest players.
Yeah. The never Raiders.
That was just in his later years. Al Davis, he lost his fastball, and they more or less kind of took away a lot of the decision power. But either way, they still suck because the Raiders never really did anything, especially in his later years. But Jerry Jones is still in full control. So I wonder, why do you think that is? Because I kind of see both of them, they should going down the same path as far as kicking the bases.
Jerry Jones and Al Davis?
Yes. I'm not advocating for anyone to die or some shit. Of course. When you old Al Davis and Jerry Jones was, and you see how they ran their teams versus when their teams was good and winning, why are we still letting them make decisions?
Because unfortunately, they're still the ones signing the checks. That's the only reason. Listen, I have talked. I want to say 80% of Cowboys fans want Jerry Jones gone.
Oh yeah, no, actually, I would say
90%. I would agree with that. I was just being a little bit conservative for the older people out there, because definitely, you know, middle aged fans and down.
And the only reason why I speak of death is because that's going to be the only time.
That's the only time where he's not owner. Yeah. And then who knows? Steven Jones might, his son, the GM. Yeah, I'm assuming he'll be next of kin.
If the stories are true that he had to rip that draft card away from him, from Jerry, they had Johnny Manziel's name on it, then he kind of knows what he's doing. You could probably trust him more.
I'm not a Cowboys fan, but I would trust Steven definitely more than Jerry, like 5 years ago.
And you know what? And Steven Jones has the greatest opportunity in his life when it comes. He can be like...
Watch him draft his son.
He has a son playing?
Yeah, his son. There was a little thing going on, right? He played like in the state game. It was pretty good. I don't know what he's doing now. But he was decent. Yeah, he was a decent QB.
He went to one of them Dallas schools, huh?
Probably. Yeah, I assume.
Pretty much like a...
Yeah. Speaking of owners, did you see how much the Boston Celtics sold for?
Yeah, like
$6.6 billion.
Yeah.
The dude bought it for like $300 or $600 million.
Oh, before we go, because that's going to segue into our valuations topic.
Yes.
The point that I was going to make with Steven Jones is that he has the greatest opportunity to not have the nepotism definition tagged onto him as a legacy owner of a sports team, because that's how a lot of these current owners adopt and became ownerships of these teams, and most of them suck.
Yep.
The one that I can get off the top of my head just because I hate that franchise is the Titans.
Mm. The Patriots did that last year. Now, I won't say it's full nepotism, but in Mayo was going to go be a coach for someone else. But Kraft put in his contract, once Belichick leaves, he's the head coach. That was in his assistant coach contract. So they had to, you know, obliged to that. Right, they had to stick to that, and so they gave him the spot. But then Kraft actually raised his hand. He's like, you know, he said I shouldn't have done that, right? I shouldn't have guaranteed him the head coaching job after Bill was gone. Now we learn from mistakes. Get the young guy out. Bring in the experienced guy. We'll see how it goes.
You'll see how it goes.
I'll see how it goes. Their win, their over under win is still, I think, at 4.5, which is stupid. I think they get it to at least 6. That's crazy. That's disrespectful.
I'll draw down in Chicago for us.
Thank you, sir.
All right. MLB opening day is tomorrow.
Yep.
Why is it not a national holiday?
I don't know. I tried to think of a funny excuse. I couldn't come over.
Because you're not funny.
Wow. All right. So this is the end of the Sports Shots pod. We thank y'all for listening to us for 22 episodes. Kyle just comes in and talks and leaves and doesn't do anything else. I'm gone. Just kidding. Just kidding. But yeah. I think you're the only one. Like, you're probably the top 5% that think it should be a national holiday. I don't think
that and the day after the Super Bowl.
I don't think a lot of people would agree with you on that. Now, the community we're in, the majority of that people would agree with you. But, like, general.
You mean people I think they would agree with getting another day off of work? The place that they always complain about going to?
I think the purpose of the holiday, because if you're using that excuse or that argument, then you could just make any holiday and they'll be happy with it.
Right. You know what? All I know is that a lot of people who don't care are enjoying the fact that they get Juneteenth.
Well, that's not a federal holiday, unfortunately. Well, it is a federal holiday. We need to make
him, if it's America's pastime, make it a fucking national holiday.
I agree. You know, it's going to be, why? Because we want to watch Ball and Sticks. Now shut up. Give me the free day.
Exactly.
I do have a floating holiday, so I'm happy about that, but that's not, you know, that's for when I just want to say, nah.
I got to use mine up before June.
I got till the end of the year. But let's move on to the evaluations. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll be able to see it right now. So Forbes, right? What did you say, Forbes? The Forbes article?
Yeah, Forbes, they published the evaluations coming up for this season. Not really shocked at the top five. I mean, everyone could take a guess at who the top five is. It's Yankees, Dodgers, Red Sox, Cubs, Giants. Billion-dollar teams and billion-dollar cities. Of course,
I thought the Mets would have been four.
Number six.
Yeah, I don't think that they would have been out of the top five.
But here's my thing about the Mets. How are they operating at a loss of $268 million?
The Mets, well, they just signed Soto, so he's half of that.
I mean, they literally just... Who they have working in their accounting department?
Soto's agent.
Yeah. So what's his name? Boris.
Yeah, exactly. He's the one handling the payroll.
Speaking of Boris and getting his percentage and his clients, did you hear about Jordan Montgomery?
No, what happened?
I think he's got shut down for TJ.
Really? He was with St. Louis, right?
No, Arizona.
And Arizona, yeah.
He held out, remember? He was one of the holdouts.
Yeah, yeah. Damn, man.
Damn, that's a waste of money.
Dude, to say the least, yeah.
Honestly, though, if there's teams that... If every single team holds out like that on these players, then there's clearly something wrong, right? It's either that or you're just being too greedy for your asking price. Those are the only two reasons. Because, like, every other free agent is going to get swallowed up as soon as the need comes available. Let's see. So, yeah, after the Mets, you know, we round out the top 10. Phillies, Braves, Astros, and then the Angels. Let me say something about the Astros. You remember when I was in my head, putting Rangers fans in their place? Letting them
yes.
That y'all need to realize that y'all will always play second fiddle to the Astros?
Yes.
We have it in Forbes that our dick is bigger. We got more money than y'all. So please, sit the fuck down. The Astros are at 2.8, and the Rangers, where are they at? 2.45. Sit down. That's rich. That's more rich. And in the billionaires' world, that means we still got more money than you, so sit the fuck down.
Definitely more money than me than I'll ever make.
Dude, we can both die, come back, live a full life, and we still won't get even a percent of that money.
No, yeah, it'll take five lifetimes to even be a fraction of that type of money. So just to, I mean, I don't know why I'm gonna explain it. Everyone could see it, right? If watching the YouTube.
Yankees. Just talk shit about it.
Yeah, Yankees number one, $8.2 billion, and then all the way down to the Marlins at $1.05 billion. I'm surprised that every team is worth $1 billion, at least, or their valuation, which is... I didn't think MLB was that big. Now, I know there's out-of-market, too, right? I know there's fans outside, of course.
I mean, that's TV. They don't need to really sell tickets anymore. This is all TV deals and shit that they're getting.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the people that goes the illegal variety, they wouldn't be factored into these numbers. But if they were, they would be higher, you would imagine.
Yeah. Now, I also have on our personal notes the total payroll for each team, right? And the Yankees are first in regarding franchise valuations, but they are seventh in total payroll. In active payroll.
Yeah, it reflected this winter because they didn't really do anything.
Yeah, and $168 million. And the winner of the World Series this past year, Dodgers, number two in franchise valuation, but number one in active 26-man roster. Spending with $290 million.
And they have the oldest team by average age
at 32. Yeah, well, the Rangers do at 5.
Oh, I didn't see the Rangers.
33.1. Rangers is the fifth highest active 26-man salary, team salary. And did they make it playoffs last year?
No, they didn't even make 500 last year.
There you go. Spending all that. You spend half a billion dollars on your two infield guys to go below 500.
I don't know, man. It depends on what day it is and which team I hate more, the Yankees or the Rangers. But they're both up there.
Listen, it is well known between me and you, because I notice it. Wednesdays, you hate the Rangers. Tomorrow, you can hit the Dodgers. And Friday, you can say, screw the Yankees. I mark it down, trust me. I mark it down. And then out of nowhere, you'll just, Goomba stop the White Sox for no reason. Speaking of the White Sox, record-breaking losses, where are they? 16th.
They're -2. They retracted.
16th in franchise valuation at $2
billion. Yeah, they retracted 2% this year in their overall valuation. I think they're the only team to do that, to actually completely lose like that. I mean, they were losing everywhere.
you know what's crazy? The average age for general and MLB is in the 30s, early 30s. You won't see that shit in the NBA or NFL.
Not
NBA, you see 24.
Yeah, because you have longer careers in baseball.
Way longer careers. You spent some people spend up to 4 years in the minors, unless they go to college first and
get drafted. Cam Smith, and you just say, "Fuck it, we just send you right up to the show."
Yeah,
dude, I saw AAA.
I want to thank the Cubs for trading one starter. We give them one starter, and they give us three.
Let's hope for the best that they turn out to be studs.
I'm hoping.
Because I think walks. I'm gonna laugh so hard.
I think Tucker hit his peak. I don't see Tucker getting better than what he has done.
And I've never really been completely bullish on him. I mean, I was bull on him. I wasn't bullish. I'd rather have him than lose him. But I don't want to pay him $500 million or whatever the fuck he wants.
Loved him, absolutely loved him during the regular season. Hated him during postseason.
We're gonna pay you what, $30-40 million a year just for you to go 1-for-25 during the postseason? No.
Exactly.
No. So out of the whole core that came up with the Astros and won those titles, the only one that truly actually hurt watching him leave and knowing that he was gonna leave was Bregman. Because
he wasn't. Speaking on that, go ahead. I'll let you finish it up, but I want to continue on this.
It's just the fact that, I know what we get with his bat. He usually heats up when you need him to heat up. But that glove was always consistent. He should have won more. He should have won more than one gold glove.
He should have. I agree. Bregman is underrated defensively. Bad. But, bad. Obviously, we know Mr. Bregbaum. Breggy, the Bregster, AB. He's on the Red Sox now, right? I believe, if my mind is correct, I believe Devers had a little comment on it and says he's not gonna take their base, right? That's my spot.
Right. Starting third tomorrow.
It was today where manager, what was his name? Corso?
Cora.
He had said that Devers is full-time DH and Preggy's third base. Talk about, hey, make room for the new guy.
That we're paying $40 million this year. So
exactly. Devers is a little chunky third baseman, you know, if we're being honest. He's on the chunkier side for third baseman. Bregman's a lot older, but, dude, that defense. Plus, Devers is known for his bat anyway. He's not known for, you know, making those defensive plays. He'll make plays, but he won't.
And let's just be honest. You know. Fenway was going to be the only logical destination for Bregman to be playing his home games because he can't hit a home run more than 350 feet. So, to yeah. left field. So, it's like he needed to go somewhere where he can easily pull it. And that was going to be, like, Detroit? Hell no. Like, he wasn't going there. That big-ass outfield.
All right, Kyle, you have a more sound baseball mind than I do. I'm going to give you four categories in baseball players. You either tell me Bregman or Devers. Okay? So, first category, we're just going to say baseball IQ.
Easy, Bregman.
Okay. Power.
Devers.
Plate discipline.
Bregman, easy.
Defense.
Bregman, easy.
All right, so there you go, Devers. That's your answer. Sit the fuck down. Sit your ass down. You get up when we call you. Devers, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I apologize. Of course not. No one's listening. God, we're losers.
No. They're just the rich people aren't. You know, they're too rich for that.
Yeah, they're too rich for. You know, one donation could change our lives. Gosh, you jerk. Or sponsor us, man. Give us some equipment.
If I ever hit the lottery, you already know I ain't gonna say shit because I stay low key.
Yeah, same. I'm gonna still work 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm. But
I'm gonna give my, if I win, I'm gonna give my tithing to the Lord, to the church, and then I'm just gonna continue on my life, living la vida loca.
See, now you're making me sound like a heathen because the first thing I said.
Listen, now I know I gotta pray for you tonight. It's okay. You will be my prayers.
I was thinking of everything I would do if I came up on a couple meals and. Okay, moving on.
Speak. I'm slowly getting into crypto, so I might be there.
Yeah, well, you know, you had one thing on your list that I didn't.
Ah, this is true.
So
it was just said, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah,
pray for me.
Of course. But yeah, I mean, position battles, I mean, Bregman all the way. I understand Devers, that's, you've been there, that's been your spot since you got there, but you're bringing a top third baseman in the league, right? There's not, you know, yeah, that's really all.
That's literally what you tell him as a manager in the office. You're like, you know, you bring him in, you're like, you lean back on the chair, you go, yeah, so I know we bought you up as a third baseman and we kind of promised you that position, but yeah, you're going to have to move. And that's the end of the conversation.
All right, Kyle. Sorry, I'm just typing the notes. I know you hear the clicky clack. I apologize.
Yeah, that's exactly what I hear is that click clack. It's like the Under Armour commercial.
I'm going to ask you three awards for this coming up year. And you throw out a name, okay?
All right.
MVP.
Judge.
Okay. Do you want to do AL and NL? Yeah, no, easy.
That's already locked up.
Cy Young. Framber Valdez. Just kidding.
Well, if he wants to get some money, it better be. We better
yeah, see last 20, year.
Yeah, we better see 2022, Framber. I don't know. That's a toss-up. I mean, who saw Scooble coming up last year?
Oh, I didn't. Yeah. That's the thing with the Cy Young, right? It's just a toss up almost.
Yeah. Every year. Yeah.
That's fine. World Series winner.
I'm going to go, I'm going to tell you who needs to win the World Series.
Tell me. And
if it's them, I'll be fine with it. I don't think nothing of them. I laugh about them a lot, but the Mets need to win one to justify all this money that Cohen has spent over the years. They desperately need one.
The who, I'm sorry?
The Mets.
Yes.
So, I say them. I'll give it to them. They need to make a run and win one.
Team you'll be most surprised. I think the Tigers.
I want to say Pittsburgh. Nah, they're already in the playoffs last year. I want to say Pittsburgh.
Oh, you're right.
Because they did all that. Them young guys that they called up, that core, they need to bring it together now. You got a top of the line ace, so make it happen.
Really? Oh, speaking of that, I want to say one thing.
No,
go ahead.
Let me change that.
Go ahead.
The surprise team, Nationals.
Yeah. Oh wow! Out of the blue.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, the Montreal Expos. He says. Yes, you are.
No, I think that they got a good young squad. I would not be surprised if they sneak into the wild card. So it's only been like 5 years. I don't need any more memories of the last time they were in the playoffs, but I think they'll make it back this year.
It's not bad. I like it. Now, Kyle, I never got to make this into a reel. So I'm going to test you again and probably make this into a reel to close out the episode. I'm going to say a year and you give me the World Series winner. We'll start out easy and go hard. Okay? Right. I expect you to get like 80%. That's my expectation of you. But this is just for entertainment purposes. I know your knowledge, right?
And let's see. A PSA also at the end of this.
Okay. All right. Let's go easy one. 2016, give me just a winner.
If it's too easy, can I just say pass, or do I have to say it?
No, you have to say it.
Of course it's the Cubs.
Okay. 2012.
Giants.
2007.
Red Sox.
My goodness. 2017?
I told you to... If you're gonna do something like this, it has to.
It's warming up. It's warming up. Listen, you're signing your name on a test, right? This is you putting your name on your test. It'll go up. 2017.
I don't think people want me to repeat that.
I do. All right, let's go into the 20th century now. 1992.
Blue Jays.
1993.
Blue Jays.
Oh my gosh, you bastard. 1989.
A's.
This man's on fire. 1986.
Mets.
Ooh. Hard one. 1979.
Pirates.
Oh my god. You have this written on a desk. Don't lie to me. You bastard. No.
Dude, you see the camera. There's nothing on my desk.
Oh, he's showing his penis. Just kidding.
Oh my god.
1970. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, yes. 1968.
Cardinals.
No.
Tigers.
They lost. Yes. Oh my gosh. You got both, you asshole. 1963. It was a sweep.
Yankees.
They lost.
Dodgers.
Yep. All right, going back up.
I know it was a New York team. Well, no, they were in LA at the time.
Curveball, not 1980.
Phillies.
Oh my gosh, I hate you. I'm gonna make it even harder. All right, 1934.
Yankees.
No. Neither. They were not in there.
Giants.
That was 1933. No.
Wow.
1933 is the Giants. I'm looking for 1934. Still Reds? The same team to this day. Say again?
Reds?
Nope. We finally got them, ladies and gentlemen. We finally got the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, okay.
1934.
1936. I'm going to just keep saying Yankees.
1937.
Yankees again.
1938.
Am I right, though?
Yes, yes. If I'm going to the next one, you're right. I'm done telling you you're right. You got enough of that. If I move on, that means you're right. I'll tell you when you're wrong, right, asshole?
38. I guess 38 was the Yankees again.
39.
The Yankees.
All right, if everyone, thank you for listening. Damn it! Dude, you need a... I don't know. I hate you, but I'm also envious of you, of that knowledge that just set in stone in your
it's
brain.
It's useless knowledge.
Well, not right now. It's not useless right now. All right, I'm just gonna say, give me the loser of the 2007 World Series.
Colorado.
What was the
it was
what
sweep.
Was the? Okay, well, fuck me. Sorry for the noise. I threw my earphones on my keyboard.
You can quiz me on NBA if you want.
No. It's boring. It's no... Because then... It's not fun.
No, you can quiz me on the NHL. Because I'm actually learning that. So, like...
I'm not going to quiz. All right. FIFA, here we go.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
It's not a sport.
Whoa! God, attack him. Roast him in the comments. Absolutely. It's football. Tell him. Nah, I'm just kidding.
No, right. Soccer.
All right. Last one. The year you were born, who won?
Won what and what?
The World Series.
The year I was born?
The year you were born.
It was the Blue Jays.
The year I was born.
What year were you born?
Oh, wow. What a friend.
What a guy. 97?
Yeah, 99? 97. 97.
97?
Yeah.
Oh, it was the Marlins.
This quiz is done, Kyle. This quiz is done. All right, I'll make that. Shut up!
No, no. Fun fact, though. That World Series between the Marlins and the Indians, I believe... I was about to say it was the last walk-off hit in the Game 7, but then I remembered the Diamondbacks and the Yankees.
Yeah, that one went to a Game 6. No, sorry, I'm looking at the wrong one. That's my bad.
Yep, both series went to Game
7. I don't know. You know it. You're not even looking at the fucking thing. I'm looking at the sheet right now. Oh, my gosh. Okay, when was the last sweep in a World Series?
Well, if it wasn't for Verlander imploding after the fifth and McCullers getting completely rocked, it should have been 22, but I believe it may have been 12 with the Giants and Tigers.
It was 12 with the Giants and Tigers.
When are you going
to
give
it I need to take you to the doctor. You might be autistic, man. There's no way you have this knowledge and not on the spectrum.
All right, how about this? Quiz me on the MVPs. We're still at 49 minutes. We're on.
All right, last thing. Hold on. Let me just take a mental note. And I'll be quiz at 49. 50. There you go. All right.
Wow, did I really only get one wrong and you had one to go all the way back to the Great
like Depression? Like the 40s. Yes. 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 Okay. Now, I would take... I won't ask you A or N now. I just give me one of them.
That's fine.
All right. Okay. 1997.
Fuck. Can I guess the team first?
Sure.
Cubs?
No.
Cardinals?
No.
Damn. That would have been my first guess. You know who I was saying on both of them. Both of those things.
Yeah. Yeah. You were going to say McGuire or Sosa.
Yeah. I don't even think they ever won MVP. No, McGuire did.
Yeah, McGuire did. Yeah.
97. Damn.
Yep.
Was it a Brave?
No.
Yankee?
No.
Indian? It was no. Indians, people. Don't cancel us.
Yeah, bastards. They want the team to be called Indians too, so shut up.
Oh, a Mariner. Was he a Mariner?
For the AL? Yes.
Yes. Griffey?
Yes.
Okay.
The NL was Colorado.
Larry Walker.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah.
This one should be easy. 2001.
Bonds.
Yep. Now. And then who's the AL? 2001, think.
Ichiro.
Yep. That is correct. All right, 1992. Give it a little hard one.
1992. Was it a pirate?
Yes.
Bonds.
Yes, he was the NL. Yes.
AL. AL. 92.
92.
AL. Was he a twin?
No.
Was he a Yankee?
No.
Indian?
No. He was on a team that was good in that era. Orioles. For sure. No.
What other teams was good in the AL in 92?
This is where McGuire's like started his career.
Oh, Oakland.
Yeah.
It wasn't Canseco.
No, it wasn't Canseco.
What the fuck? What other slugger did Oakland have?
It wasn't a slugger.
Closer?
It's a pitcher. 51 saves that year. 1.91 ERA.
Fingers?
Nope.
I was about to say, he wasn't pitching into the 90s.
No.
Hold up.
He's finally thinking for once.
I think I got the name. Closer for Eckersley.
You were you're breaking up a bit. Yes. Yeah.
It was Eckersley? Okay.
Yes. Right. Yeah, it was.
I got my I got my errors mixed up for the A's with their closers. That's what I said. I know Riley Fingers wasn't pitching in 10 innings. The old heads are just laughing their asses off at me. But give me props for knowing that he was there with them.
Yeah.
I just got the decades mixed up.
No, I'll give you props. All right, last one. 86. 1986.
NL. Was it a Met? No. It was?
No.
I know who won a Cy Young in
86. Oh, look at you.
I know that.
Guess what? I'm not asking for that.
Well, guess what? I know it. fuck. MVP 86 NL. I know it wasn't Bonds. I don't even think he was up yet. No, he was, but he probably would have been like a rookie, though. NL 86. You said he wasn't a Met.
No.
Dodger?
No.
Cub?
No.
Cardinal?
No. You're like getting away from that area. You were close, and then now you're like coming away from
Brewer?
No.
Brewer in the AL during that time.
Yeah.
Shit.
You were close in the area when you said the Mets, and then you said Cubs, and then you just started again. Yep.
Smith.
Yep.
Okay. He would have been the only guest on the team.
Yeah, literally.
Let's see. He won in 86.
Yep.
AL. Was he a Red Sox?
He was.
What's his name?
You mentioned him earlier. With his award. Yeah. You said you knew who won the Cy Young in 86.
For the NL, that was Mike Scott. But for the AL, I don't even know. It wasn't Clemens.
It was Clemens. MVP, 86.
Wow. Okay.
24-4, 248 ERA.
So he had to have won the Cy Young, too. Man.
He did. Yeah, he did. He won the Cy Young and an MVP that year.
Yeah. What's the triple crown for a pitcher? Is it Cy Young, MVP?
No, it's wins, strikeouts.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, wins, strikeouts, and
ERA.
ERA, there you go.
Yeah, that's a triple crown. Justin Verlander has a couple of those.
Yeah. Well, Kyle, you've proven your knowledge.
In baseball.
Of MLB.
You got to...
Yes.
Now we got to move on to others.
We will, but baseball is, you know, about to start hot and heavy. We'll move into more NBA.
Oh, yeah, that's the playoffs. Get along. Get started.
Have you seen our latest reel on Instagram?
About us. We were talking. I forgot what the conversation was. But
me trying to end the podcast? And you kept putting it up.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, I'm doing that now. Goodbye.